We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It's a great story from the rookie weekend minicamp. They had a couple of players in for tryouts, and one of them has signed a contract. Undrafted free agent wide receiver Caleb Holly gets a contract after the rookie weekend minicamp, and Caleb Holly joins us in studio right now. Caleb, thanks for coming by. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How cool is that to come in here for a tryout and wind up with a contract in your pocket?
I mean, it's very cool. I mean, it's a life-changing experience, and so I'm enjoying it right now.
You had to have that somewhere in the back of your mind when you knew you were coming in for a tryout that maybe you'd get something out of this. Like,
I mean, I was going to something thinking, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to come over on top or – you know what I'm saying, be successful with it. So I continue to just grind.
Tell me about how you get invited to a tryout like that. And when did you get the word, when did you get the invitation to come here for last weekend's minicamp?
How I got it, I couldn't really tell you. I just say my agent. Uh-huh. I really thank him for everything he's done for me, you know. So, I mean, he got me to talk to a couple guys. I mean, I went to a pro day in Tulsa. And after that, it was just like, just work out. And then I got a call.
Did you talk to your agent since you got the contract?
Oh, yes, I did. You know, he was very happy for me. I was, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a good experience.
Yeah, you know, you hear sometimes people have kind of a dim view of what agents do. There's an example of an agent who really did a good job, right?
Yeah. Now,
who's your agent, by the way?
Jim Chapman.
I mean, think about that. A guy who got his guy a job, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You had to be pretty grateful, I guess, for what he did.
Oh, yeah, I really am, because he's really just stuck it out with me.
So. Yeah. Caleb Holly in studio with us. He's the wide receiver, the undrafted free agent who came to minicamp on a tryout basis over the weekend and signed a contract today. I want to talk about your background a little bit, Caleb. You grew up for the most part in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes, sir.
What was that like?
When I was younger, it was like I always wanted to see some snow. So I guess when we moved up there, it started snowing. So I was like, all right, I like it. Then after a while, I mean, you kind of grow out of it. You're just like, all right, it's too cold for just snow every day.
Yeah.
So. I mean, but overall, it was good. You know, I met a lot of people, you know, made friends, you know, family. So.
Yeah. Anchorage, I've been there. It's kind of a medium-sized city, not unlike Buffalo. In fact, there are some parts of Anchorage, I think, that look a little bit like Buffalo. I don't know how much you've gotten around here yet.
Yeah, I mean, Wasilla, it's not like a city, but it's like a town.
Were you in Wasilla? Is that where you grew up?
No, I grew up in Anchorage.
Anchorage, okay.
But Wasilla, I'm just saying, that's one of the places I can be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's the high school football in Anchorage area? You played at East High School in Anchorage?
Yes, sir. I mean, it was the same. Everybody thinks it's different because it's in Alaska, you know what I'm saying? Some people ask me, is it 8-man football? I was like, no, it's 11 plus 11, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, it was normal. I mean, it was fun, though. I learned a lot. It was just fun.
When the football, you play football in the fall, do you start a little bit earlier because of cold or light?
We started at the closer to the end of the summer. Like, we play like a game or two at the end of the summer, and then it rolls into it.
Is that a weather thing or a light thing?
It's a weather thing. It's like, because you don't want to run into the winter, like when it snows outside and stuff. So.
Yeah. And after a while, it's nighttime, right? I mean, by what, November, December, it's dark at 4 in the afternoon, right?
It's dark, yeah.
And that would impact high school football practices, at least.
It would.
Do you know of any? I looked it up. Anchorage has produced, Alaska has produced some NFL players, including a familiar guy, Mark Schlereth, who's a native of Anchorage. You know him? He's on ESPN now.
No, I don't know him.
And there's a guy from your high school who I looked up, Mao Tosi. Do you know that name?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were really good friends.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he had this club called Pride.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like for kids to come on and like talent shows and stuff. So their talents and stuff. And it was pretty good.
He was from your East High School in Anchorage. Yeah. And he was drafted by Denver, I believe. No, Arizona in 2000. Played a couple of years. Had some production in the NFL before he went back to Anchorage to do what you said, kind of start this community thing. So it's been done before, NFL players from Anchorage. It's not that unusual, right?
Yeah.
Do people in Anchorage or Alaska follow the NFL?
Do they follow? Yes.
What are the big teams up there?
Oh, there are no big teams up there? Oh, what are their big teams?
Yeah, what are they following up there?
Really, people just have their own different opinions about what team they want to choose. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like saying the Buffalo Bills. Like, I'm pretty sure right now everybody's a Buffalo Bill fan now.
In your house there, what did you follow? What team did you like growing up?
I like the Patriots.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Because they won, probably.
No, it was I like Tom Brady, you know, Drew Bledsoe. All them guys. And then when Randy Moss really went there, it kind of like skyrocketed. So.
Do you pattern yourself after Moss in any respect?
Yes. I love him. That's my dude, man.
Okay. We're in studio with Caleb Holley, the wide receiver signed to a contract by the Bills after the rookie minicamp. He was here on a tryout basis. From Anchorage, you went to junior college, San Francisco City Junior College. Yeah. Tell me about that process and why that's cool.
That process was, it was fun, but it was like a little difficult because it's like I left home and I went to like low-key, I would say, a real world by myself.
Big city?
Yeah, it's big city. You have to, you know, really, it's like a fast pace. So you have to really go, catch up, keep up with everything.
It's different, obviously, from Anchorage, I would think.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The football was good. You won, what, two national junior college championships
there? Lost one.
Okay, you played in the championship game?
No, I didn't.
Okay, but your team did, though,
my
right?
My team did, yes.
And go ahead, you lost
and
one.
And the second year, we won it.
Okay.
12-0.
What was that like, winning a championship, a junior college championship?
It was great, man. I love everything about it. If I can redo it, I'd do it all over again.
From there, you go to Oklahoma East Central College or University in Oklahoma. Yeah. How did you wind up there?
How did I get there? Really, it was like Coach Rashad Jackson hit me up. You know, when he talked to me a couple of days throughout the like after the season was over, he talked to me. So, and we, I liked him because he was like my coach there at City College.
Okay,
Coach Dre. So. I mean, I felt really comfortable with him, so I said, yeah.
Caleb, while you were there, I've looked over some of the games. You had an incredible game last year against Northwestern, not Northwestern in Chicago. 10 catches, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tell me about that game and why things went so well for you.
I think really the things that went well, I mean, my quarterback believed in me. Like, I just told him, man, if you see me one-on-one, take it. I'm going to go run past him every time.
Yeah.
Just take it. I make a play. If it's short, high, I'm going to go get the ball. So, and my coaches believed in it too. And then, like, they just, you know what I'm saying? We game plan. And then they saw they gave me a lot of one-on-one. And so that's what we went for.
Do you, did you start thinking about the NFL last year when you were playing college football?
Yes. I was like, that's where I want to go, take my talents to the next level. I want to really just do this season based off, you know what I'm saying, what I've been working hard to do.
And how hard was it? I mean, there were no invite to the combine for you, right?
Yeah, there was no invite. I mean, it was hard, but, you know, I just kept my head up. I mean, kept God first, you know, prayed up. So, and things just turned out the way they are now.
Who put together the pro day in Tulsa?
Coach Mack, Coach McCarty, you know. So, it was 3 of us that went.
Okay, yeah. And NFL scouts were there? Were there scouts from the Buffalo Bills there? Do you recall?
I can't remember a Buffalo Bills scout being there, but during the season, I remember I talked to a Buffalo Bills scout.
During your season last year?
Yes.
Okay. What did you have any impression at all about the Buffalo Bills when you were there?
I just wanted to be part of a team, to be honest with you.
And tell me what you think you bring to the Bills. You're listed as 6'4" tall. Are you that tall?
No.
Sorry, let me cross that out. I didn't think you were. I'm going to guess 6'2".
Yes, 6'2".
Okay. All right. And what it says 200 pounds.
Can yeah, I'm like up and down. It's like up and okay. down, up for grabs.
How do they have you at 6'4" on paper here?
Maybe because on the field.
Yeah.
I play 6'4".
6'2" is big enough. You can make plays at 6'2", right? Yeah. I mean, tell me your style of play and what you think you can do out there.
Well, in college, I was more of like, you know, I thought myself was more of a deep threat. Like, if I get past you, oh, it's something going to happen. It's a big play is bound to happen. But right now, coming to the Bills, I would say I'm still learning everything, you know what I'm saying? They did draft Sammy Watkins, so it's going to be tough at first. But once I get the hang of everything, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I can bring a lot to the table, you know what I'm saying? Like, you won't just have to worry about one or two guys. You got to worry about everybody on the field.
Yeah.
So,
Caleb, what do you think went well for you this past weekend in the rookie minicamp? What do you think got you invited to stay here and sign a contract?
I think it was just my consistency of just catching the ball, like, and me just, you know, finishing and just making plays on the ball.
Everybody's eyes were on Sammy Watkins, those of us watching on the sidelines. What did you think of Sammy's performance over the weekend?
I mean, he's great, man. I just watching him, you know what I'm saying, his speed, the way he came on his breaks, I mean, it's incredible. So I just try to, like, try to do the same thing he's doing. Like, I see how he just finishes, so I just try to do the same thing.
Did you come here, I may have asked you something like this earlier on, thinking that someone was going to get a contract out of this? Like, did you look around in that rookie minicamp and say, one of us is going to get invited to stick? I hope it's me.
Yeah. I mean, of course you're going to have to because, I mean, I did hear that they released a guy. So I was like, shoot, here's my chance. Go for it. You know, just put everything on the table. Just go. So.
And now, how have things changed? I mean, you came in here today for the off-season conditioning program. Did you go to meetings with the receivers group today as well?
Yes, I did everything today.
Tell me about that. What's that like? Now, you have veterans in there too, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Everybody, you know, they welcomed me in, like, learned all the names. Marquise Goodwin, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a great experience. Like, the guys are good. They're fun to be around. They like to, like, joke around a lot, so.
Yeah. It's a big group. I mean, the last time I counted, there were 12 or 13 receivers on the roster, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's competition, right?
Yeah, that was competition.
Tell me about Coach Rob Moore, your early impressions of him.
Oh, man, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he is. Not unlike you.
Yeah, so, but he's a good guy, man. You know, he always stayed, like, he always, you know what I'm saying, he explained everything to, like, not overwhelm you, but just enough so you can get it. So, I mean, I like him, so. That's all we can say.
You've had long days here since you've been here this week.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you've settled down at all and just thought about where you're at and what you've accomplished already in the last couple of weeks, in the last week here in Buffalo?
It really hasn't hit me, but it's probably going to hit me today when I go to the apartment.
Yeah. So. And what do you think you'll be thinking?
Study, get in rotation, do something. Just, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
just it's worked so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb, thanks. Good luck to you. I think it's a great story. We appreciate you coming by to talk with us about it.
Thank you, man.
Caleb Holly, wide receiver. He came here last week for the rookie minicamp on a tryout basis, and now he has a contract. He's with the Bills, signed today as an undrafted free agent. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.